Summer camp is a childhood rite of passage for many Americans. Today's young people are as likely to pack cell phones, Game Boys, and Palm Pilots as they are flashlights and ingredients for s'mores. But one Michigan camp is trying to get back to nature with a strict no-tech policy. Kaomi Goetz of Michigan Radio reports.
Camp Manitoulin near Lake Michigan is like a picturesque postcard. The YMCA camp is situated on Lake Barlow, among oak, pine, and maple trees. This afternoon at Cabin Apache, a group of mostly 6 and 7-year-old girls are claiming their bunk beds and making new friends.
Can I take a picture?
Katie, give me a hug.
Yes. Then it's hugs and goodbyes from mom and dad, and camp counselor Elizabeth Benoit takes over. While the 19-year-old Indiana University college student gets these campers ready for the swimming test, she seems unfazed by the chaos.
It's an accomplishment if they all have shoes and socks and clean underwear and they brush their teeth and clothes on it in the morning. That is the accomplishment of the day.
It's all part of the tradition of summer camp, and Manitoulin is making sure it stays that way. New this year is the camp's tech-free policy, where cell phones and electronic devices such as Game Boys are no longer welcome. Administrators here say the new policy is to enhance the camp experience for kids. And 9-year-old Matt Kowalczyk doesn't seem to mind.
It's more fun being here, like swimming, kayaking, and all that.
But 11-year-old Michael Lake of Grand Rapids isn't so sure he likes the new policy.
I live on my Game Boy. When I get back home, I'm gonna need 2 packs of batteries.
But you want to come here. You think it's okay to be without Game Boy for that long?
Yeah, it's okay. But I still would like to have it.
Before dropping off 9-year-old Lauren, Chris and Lynn Whitfield of Rockford linger for a while on the lodge's front porch. They like the notion of their daughter living a tech-free life.
I could stay here for a week. I love this porch.
They sit in front of the computers and Sony PlayStation. I think kids need to use their imagination. So I think this is wonderful, wonderful.
Jay Turpin runs this camp. He says cell phones and other electronic devices were never really encouraged. But in past years, counselors just asked campers to turn them off. There's been little complaint so far, but in that rare case, Turpin says it's surprising who is doing the complaining.
Some parents that want to be in contact with their kids at a moment's notice and they're a little tentative. It's just educating parents that the camp experience is about forming a relationship with your counselor and making new friends. And if you have that link to your parents or link to your siblings or links to your friends via cell phone, it takes away from that.
Manitoulin is not alone. Most of the nation's 10,000 summer camps have similar philosophies on cell phones and other gadgets, though this camp went a step further in actually banning them. Administrators and parents say some technology is useful, though. For instance, they support the use of satellite phones on wilderness trips.
Okay, I'm going to take this. You pass red 6, okay? Just take one to start. Oh.
Over a dinner plate of pasta and breadsticks, 9-year-old Lauren Whitfield already knows what she wants to tell her parents.
I met 2 friends, and one of my counselors, Bea, is from Spain, and my counselor, Elizabeth, she's really, really nice. That's pretty much all.
But she won't be able to call or email them. Lauren will have to write a letter. After the group photo, songs by the campfire, and a game of capture the flag. Her counselor Elizabeth predicts she may not have time. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Goetz in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedford.